Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so you probably heard there in the update, which of the Red Wings was named a finalist for the Calder? Gator doesn't match. Well, tell the people who you were going to say.
I would have said Moe Seider because the point totals were close. Was it 57 for Raymond and I think 50 for Seider on the season? Seider's a defenseman.
Yep.
And his plus-minus number, I believe, was -9 compared to Raymond, who was -32. Playing on a bad hockey team. And for a guy who logged as much ice time as Moe Seider did, over 22 minutes per game, as a rookie, playing defense, and was the unquestioned best defenseman that this team has, I think he belongs on there. And I'd love to continue this to give him the pep talk of being the Calder Trophy winner, because you could make a real strong case for him.
So here's the feedback as it came in. Ryan in Chesterfield says, Seider, not close. He will win it from what I hear. And then he puts in parentheses, I read too much hockey stuff. Seider has impressed everyone, especially being on a crap team. A named texter, it has to be Seider, but Raymond certainly deserves to be there too. Jason Lavonia says it's got to be Lucas Raymond. The Wings gave up a ridiculous amount of goals, so that's probably justification to keep Seider out of there. Richard at work says, as good as Raymond was this season, if it's not Mo, I'll lose my damn mind. Next text, Mo should be a simple win for him. He was clearly the best rookie in the league. Alex and Carr says, has to be Seider. Raymond was good, but Seider was good all year. Unnamed texter, doesn't matter. Bunting will win it. If and when Bunting wins it, Gator's going to probably go on a rant.
Yeah.
Seider, he's a generational talent. He's going to win multiple Norris trophies in his career. That's from L. Unnamed texter, Seider should win unanimously. Raymond got robbed by the grandpa in Toronto. It's a disgrace that Bunting got in over Raymond. Well, the finalists are, as you heard, Moe Seider is one of them in the update. Michael Bunting from the Toronto Maple Leafs and Trevor Zegras from the Anaheim Ducks. Now, here's the thing. Do you have Lucas Raymond's stat line in front of you?
I can.
Okay.
Yep.
How many goals did Lucas Raymond score today? Was it 23?
He had 23 goals, 34 assists, good for 57 points, and he played every game this year.
So Bunting, on a better team, had 23 goals and 40 assists.
Yeah. Oh, is Toronto a better team than the Red Wings?
Yeah, I mean, okay. are we forgetting that, I mean, Bunting was, I mean, I guess technically he's a rookie, but he's also on a much better team. I don't know. If Seider doesn't win it and Bunting does, is this basically the Yankees of the NHL, except they don't win getting the award?
I mean, kind of. Bunting has played, prior to coming to Toronto, he's with Arizona. He played in 5 games in the 18-19 season. Did not play in the 19-20 season. Mm-hmm. In 2021, he played in 21 games last season, and he played in 79 games this year. So, yeah, he's got rookie status because he didn't play in enough games. He played in a few enough games to qualify, I guess is the best way to put it. Yeah. But he's 26. He's been in the league for 4 years.
Yep.
So I don't think he should be. Yeah, look, he's a good player. I'm not taking anything away from the player. I'm just saying when it comes to rookies, I don't like to see somebody who's 26 and has spent parts of 3 NHL seasons in the NHL considered a rookie. Alex Nedeljkovic, the Red Wings goaltender, was also a potential Rookie of the Year candidate because of how few games he had played in his NHL career. Even though he played, I think, 20 games last year, or maybe it was more than that with Carolina, played in 20, actually started 23 games last year with Carolina, and had played parts of a few other seasons before that. But he would have been eligible for it as well. Did not have the season this year. But Mo Sider belongs.
Yep.
Mo Sider, I mean, he's been so good for the Red Wings. I think really kind of surprised people how good he was going to be. We had heard some great reports about him. He was dominating in Sweden, but comes over here and from moment one did not look out of place. From moment one was making plays of, you know, a wily, cagey veteran.
It's really impressive.
He's got the size. He's got all the abilities. He can pass the puck. He's got a good shot. He can play physical. And yet he also never gets rattled. He looks like he's not Nick Lidstrom. All right, let me look at that first. Look at that straight.
I know, dude. This is such an unfair comparison.
But he has a lot of the same attributes that Nick Lidstrom had. Nick Lidstrom never got flustered. Nick Lidstrom was never caught out of position. But one thing Sider has over Nick Lidstrom was not physical. Most Sider is. Yeah. And that's fun to watch from a guy who's 20, 21 years old and going to be able to watch him for the rest of his career here.
But no Raymond. And obviously that's, you know, the kind of deal where, I mean, I'm not going to yell and scream because I don't get that worked up about individual words unless your team stinks, and our team stinks. So I can yell and scream, I guess.
So yeah, the one ticket texter to mention that he thought it should be Raymond because Raymond scored goals and how bad this team's defense was. That's why Sider wouldn't be there. I think that's the argument why Sider should be. Because as bad as the defense was, Mo Sider was only minus -9 on this terrible, terrible hockey team.
Do you have the other defenseman numbers?
Yeah. For the Red Wings?
Yeah.
Yes. And he also played, I misspoke, he averaged 23 minutes per game. So that's more than a full period of game that he's on the ice, and he was minus -9 on a terrible defensive hockey team.
Well, the awards will be announced. Three finalists for NHL awards being announced through Friday, May 20th. Series of announcements continues Thursday, May 12th, with three finalists for the Hart Memorial. When are the awards? Remember that music they played when the show was in Vegas?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. NHL going all NHL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.